local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
So if the idea is to ban the fruity flavors to keep the kids from vaping, and they're saying they're just going to have the regular tobacco style. What about offering some flavors that might not be interesting to children?
Wow, that's a good idea.
Licorice, Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
How about steak-flavored vapes?
Well,
something like, well, kids like steaks.
I might start vaping if that's
kids
the case.
Like steaks. Like, what do the kids not like? You know, green beans flavored.
Just name them chores.
The new flavor from vaping is chores.
That's right.
706 FM Talk 106.5. Dr. Bill's got a forecast on the way. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, still working an accident. Overturned vehicle I-10 eastbound between McDonald Road and Theodore Dawes Road. It's with injuries. Also, one in Saraland off Industrial Boulevard just west of Shell Street. They're going to move that one into a parking lot. Traffic flow looks good across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort. You're checking in accident-free. Now, whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember, Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery, they're available 24 hours a day, and even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them online at pittsandsonstowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot again, with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com, and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Pretty strong suggestion there from our buddy Fred on the text line, buttermilk. We're looking for maybe alternative flavors, as the president is talking about removing these fruity flavors to not tempt the kids into vaping, which obviously I don't want the kids doing any cigarettes, regular cigarettes or vaping or any of this stuff. But we're trying to save. So instead of just having the tobacco flavor, what might we replace these fruity flavors with? And pretty good. And maybe, Fred, what about seasonally? What about eggnog? What about eggnog?
Raisin bran? Or what are
grape
some of
nuts.
The grape nuts, there you go.
Things that will repel children. Oh, the new grown-up grape nuts-flavored vape. 7:08, let's check headlines. More on this with Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. The White House says that they are seeking to ban all non-tobacco flavors of e-cigarettes, particularly those fruit-flavored varieties, which are targeted at teenagers. President Donald Trump said, quote, "We cannot have our youth be so affected. People are dying with vaping, so we're looking at it very closely." The president goes on to say that the use of e-cigarettes, which is a process known as vaping, is a problem, especially as it pertains to innocent children. Meantime, the Food and Drug Administration, they are working on the guidance to implement this ban. Once there is a proposal, the Health and Human Services Secretary says that all flavored e-cigarettes would be removed from the market. This, as nearly 500 cases of a serious lung illness linked to vaping has surfaced, and you know that because we've been telling you about it right here on Mobile Mornings. Now, the illnesses have been reported in 33 states and blamed for 6 deaths, and there are 5 cases right now under investigation in the state of Alabama. According to the American Cancer Association, 31% of teenagers who vaped admitted they did so because they had flavors to choose from, like mint, candy, or fruit. Mobile police have made another arrest in a recent bank robbery. 73-year-old Robert Carlisle was arrested for his belief connection in the robbery at the BBVA Compass Bank on Bel Air Boulevard. Carlisle was arrested near Broad Street this week. He now faces first-degree robbery charges. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, September 29th, including daily point earnings, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Atmore and find your winning moment.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Preliminary autopsy results are in for 38-year-old Russell Mallett. The cause of death, blunt force trauma. Early Monday morning, Mallett ran from a traffic stop in Gulf Shores. He ended up at Ocean's West Condominiums, where he was confronted by officers. Mallett managed to get an officer's gun and began firing. Other officers at the scene returned fire, hitting Mallett twice. After the shootout, Mallett climbed to the 8th floor of the building, where a witness says he jumped over the balcony, killing himself. Some displaced Bahamians have arrived in the U.S., and one school district in Florida has welcomed young students hoping to continue the school year. The Palm Beach County School District started enrolling the students. Administrators are partnering with local charities to make sure the students have school supplies and clothing. It's been 40 years since Hurricane Frederick made landfall on the Alabama coast. The Category 4 storm crossed over Dauphin Island before making a second landfall near Bayou La Batre. Frederick washed away the Dauphin Island Bridge. Homeowners could only get to the island by boat. 5 people died in the U.S. 4 of those deaths were inland. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The Rise for Climate, Jobs, and Justice Mobile Bay is a local nonpartisan event hosted by Mobile Bay Sierra Club and MEJAC, the Mobile Environmental Justice Action Coalition that coincides with the United Nations Climate Action Summit. On Friday, September 20th, come to Bienville Square downtown from noon to 5. Enjoy music, exhibitors, and an impressive group of keynote speakers. Learn what impact climate change is having on our area. September 20th, 12 to 5, Bienville Square.
712 FM Talk 106.5, and we're compiling the list here of what flavors might be offered instead of the fruity flavors that would be appealing to children. Now, people are texting in like disgusting stuff. Mm-hmm. No, we're looking for flavors that adults would vape,
right,
that flavor, but the kids would be repelled by it.
Yeah,
right.
Like we've seen a couple. Fred, I mean, he's just on fire this morning. Collard greens, that's a good one. Collard greens vaping liquid. Fruitcake
is an actual child repellent. I use it the way people use citronella candles to keep mosquitoes away. If the children are bothering you at the table, you put the fruitcake out there, and they're gone.
Taxman, butterscotch. That's probably a pretty good one.
Yeah, butterscotch. Just really any kind of scotch should run, I would hope, would run. Maybe there's some, kids with Sullivan last name, but other than that, they run off most of them there.
That's all right. You hit the vape and you go, ah. Like that. It burns.
Yeah, so anything that... So this is our idea here that we're looking for on the text line. It would be flavors that... Not like people are saying, like, stuff that's disgusting. No, this would be something that if we're going to... If the president is saying, and the FDA is saying, that they're going to ban these fruity flavors of vapes to try to keep kids from being interested, what flavors would you add in their stead that would be of interest to the adults, but the kids wouldn't want any part of it? That's what we're doing. Bonnie says liver and onions. There you go. Liver and onion vape. All right. It's 714 FM Talk 106.5 in time for Auburn Sports Today with news from the Plains. Brought to you by T. Batchelor & Son and Azalea City Rehab.
From the Auburn Sports Network, Alpha Insurance presents Auburn Sports Today. Here's Brad Law.
Thursday nights are for Tiger Talk, so join us at Moe's Barbecue in Auburn tonight at 6. Coach Gus Malzahn will be on the stage taking your questions. You can send them in right now if you'd like. Tweet at AU Sports Network or email aubtigertalk@gmail.com. And now, just as much for his accent as for what he has to say, here's Auburn's punter, Aaron Sipos, talking about how he'd like to improve from the first 2 weeks.
More hang time, obviously. I'm trying to make sure I work on getting that distance consistently because that's what we want to do, but giving their coverage the opportunity to be able to go out there and get fair catches and put a bit of pressure on their returner is certainly something that we need to focus on, and that includes me being able to produce that better hang time for us to be able to do that.
Sipos and the Tigers take on Kent State Saturday at 6. Auburn soccer coach Karen Hoppe will also be on Tiger Talk tonight, and she'll discuss how she'd like to see the team improve heading into this weekend's homestand.
We're not doing a good enough job of defending as a unit. So, you know, our forwards might be pressuring, but our midfielders aren't responding correctly. Or our back line's defending, but we're not getting the help from the midfield. We're just not connected in our defense. So that's something we're really going to look at and try and continue to improve. And with a new lineup, that's pretty normal, right? And that's a work in progress. And then we still need our speed of play. We didn't feel it was fast enough yet, especially as we're preparing for better teams this weekend. From what we saw this past weekend, we feel the pressure will come quicker on the ball, so our speed of play has got to be much better.
Again, Tiger Talk tonight at 6. Join us at the restaurant or on the radio or your phone. Until tomorrow, I'm Brad Law for Auburn Sports Today.
Azalea City Hand and Rehab, a trusted provider of occupational and physical therapy services in Mobile for 40 years, now offers the finest quality CBD products to aid in your quest for better health. These nutraceuticals are independent, third-party tested with online results available. They are chemical and pesticide-free and come from trusted suppliers who only use a heat and pressure extraction process. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, or at AzaleaCityRehab.com to schedule a free consult to answer all your CBD questions. Let us help you achieve better health.
Established in 1985, T. Batchelor & Son has been a leader in the heating and cooling industry for over 30 years. Our team of professionals is trained to offer prompt, courteous service with your comfort and satisfaction being our ultimate goal. We offer a complete line of home comfort products that fit into any budget, utilizing energy-efficient natural gas. To call the comfort people at T. Batchelor & Son today, 639-9234, where your family's comfort is our family's goal. See us on the web at tbachelorandson.com.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, sunny and hot again with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Talking with Ruth Lichtenfeld from Taylor Martino, and I've heard y'all are representing women who've had a certain kind of breast implant. Why? And what implant?
Thank you. Yes, we are representing patients who have breast implant-associated anaplastic large cell lymphoma, which is called primarily by a certain type of breast implant made by Allergan. The Allergan BioCell textured breast implant is particularly offensive to the immune system and can cause this type of cancer.
All right, so if somebody has had a breast implant, they can get more information on what kind they've had and reach out to you as well.
Yes, that's exactly right. They should find out what kind of breast implant they have by looking at their product identification card or getting that information from their surgeon. And also, we have a web page devoted to this particular issue. It's the BioCellBreastImplant.com webpage, or they could call me at Taylor Martino, 433-3131.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
My name is Dr. Lou Caponosi, president of the Common Sense Campaign, and I'm asking you to vote no on the property tax increase in Fairhope and Spanish Fort on September 17th. Last week, I attended forums, and at both meetings, I argued that raising property taxes now is the wrong approach because math and reading proficiency scores for high schools in both districts are very low by any standard. Go to our website and see what Fairhope scores were in 2015 based on a study that was done then. The fact of the matter is that low proficiency scores are a countywide problem and need a countywide solution. CSC solution, repurpose money already in the budget to improve math and reading proficiency countywide. The money is there, use it better. We just had the gas tax forced on us. Property taxes are rising in Baldwin County. Montgomery is punishing us for daring to say no to their toll on the new bridge. When does it stop? Make it stop this Tuesday. Vote no on raising property taxes.
Paid for by the Common Sense Campaign. P.O. Box 7646, Spanish Fort, Alabama.
Good morning, everyone. With the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, 18-wheeler disabled into turning lane right by the light on Moffett Road, getting off the I-65 West Service Road. So be careful there. Also, I-10 eastbound between McDonald Road and Theodore Dawes Road, ramping up an accident with injuries with an overturned vehicle. And they had the train blocking the chemical plant on Highway 43. That also was slowing up traffic. The Serpent to Bienville at 754 Government Street in downtown Mobile has the perfect gift for that unique someone, from the independent art, books, and clothing to oddity items. See them at serpentsofbienville.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
720 FM Talk 106.5, and this segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. It's my buddy Trey. Been doing this for 11 years now in business. Big company, name you know, but local franchisee. A buddy of mine, somebody you know, somebody you can pick up a phone and talk to, and have him come out and get rid of the junk at your place. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. And it could be your office. It could be a storage unit, which, you know, I've been working in our storage unit, so I might be calling Trey real soon on that. It could be your home. Could be outside your home. We talk about, like, I mean, it could be a swing set. It could be above ground pool. You want to get rid of it, they can handle it. 1-800-GOT-JUNK. Nice thing, too, is they're going to give you an appointment time, like a day and a time y'all agree on. Not like a spectrum of time. They know you got a busy schedule. They get it. And so they will set an actual appointment time. They come out and quote you a price. If you say yes, they get to work. 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. Make that appointment today. By the way, thank you so much for such good suggestions. Now, there are some people are still texting in, like, stuff that's just nasty that nobody likes. Mm-hmm. Our question to you this morning, if you're just joining us, is with the president speaking about this and the FDA, about banning these fruity flavors for vapes to keep the kids from vaping, I said, well, what are they going to do? They're saying they're just going to be tobacco. Well, that's not fair. Give these vaping companies an option of bringing in some new flavors that we don't think will be of interest to children, but adults might enjoy that.
Yeah, right? Of legal age. And we've seen some suggestions like sardines, which does take a certain palate to start liking those. Also, Kaneka sausage, which
I don't agree. But, yeah, my children will eat Kaneka sausage.
Mm-hmm. But liver and onions, now that's something that would keep me away still. Now.
Okay, so our buddy Asa texts in, bacon-wrapped asparagus. That's perfect, because that's something that grown-ups we enjoy, but as a kid, that might as well have been kryptonite to me.
Yeah, the asparagus would have been enough to keep you away from that. Also, collard greens, fruitcake, butterscotch.
Fruitcake is one of my favorites. you know, and the suggestion, like, our buddy Keith said apple butter. No, man, apple butter's good.
Mm-hmm.
Apple butter is... I've added a few... To my list I'm making over here. Right now I'm working with a couple things like potted meat. I don't know if Vienna sausage specifically or all potted meat flavor.
Does it smell like it too?
Yes.
They wouldn't allow that in bars anymore, I'll say.
So that's what's going on the text line. One of the many things, as they move to ban these fruity flavors of vapes, how would we replace them with scents and flavor only of interest to grown-ups? All right, 7:23. Now let's get more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. It was a reunion of sorts as former Alabama Governor Robert Bentley and his former political advisor Rebecca Caldwell Mason back together again in public. But this time, it was in our nation's capital as they visited Representative Mo Brooks. On Tuesday, Brooks tweeted a photo of Bentley and Mason saying they stopped by his office, quote, to discuss skin cancer prevention and advocate for policy issues important to dermatologists. You'll recall Bentley resigned as Alabama's governor in 2017 as part of a plea deal related to campaign finance and ethics violations after his romantic relationship with Mason was revealed. Bentley was married at the time. He has since divorced. And Mason is still married to a former state employee. Dr. Bentley is a dermatologist, and he would later hire Mason as his clinic manager for his Tuscaloosa medical practice that he opened after he left office. Scary moments at a local Dollar Tree as a woman is attacked with a box cutter. Last Monday, Mobile police responded to the Dollar Tree on Government Street and referenced the report of a fight. The victim stated that she went inside of the store and was followed inside by a woman that she knew. The two women then got into a physical altercation, and the victim says the suspect took out a box cutter and cut her in the face. Once Mobile police arrived, both women were transported to the hospital and treated for lacerations. And while at the hospital, the suspect took off before officers could speak with her. This investigation is ongoing, and Mobile police confirmed that arrest warrants are forthcoming. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast home of Auburn football. This is Andy Burcham, the voice of the Auburn Tigers. Join us Saturday when the Tigers meet the Kent State Golden Flashes at Jordan-Hare Stadium. Pre-game broadcast begins at 3 on your home for the Auburn Tigers. FM Talk 106.5.
Brought to you in part by T. Bachelor & Son Heating and Cooling, 639-9234. First South Farm Credit, your land and ag lending experts in Bay Minette. Azalea City Hand and Rehab with a hands-on approach. And Baldwin Mutual Insurance, providing outstanding property and casualty coverage.
7:25, FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Thursday. Glad to have you along. Also, the 40th anniversary of Hurricane Frederick. Talked to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, who was here, forecast and called the shot on that 40 years ago today. We'll talk with him more about that. About 10 minutes away, plus our forecast for today and the weekend. Possible activity in our neighborhood, tropical weather, maybe. He'll lay that out for us coming up at around 7:35. We're also talking about the vaping question here with the move yesterday to talk about banning fruity, or I guess I keep saying fruity, but flavors that would be appealing to kids. Of vaping substance. Here's more from Elizabeth Cohen from Westwood One.
The White House is calling for a ban on nearly all flavored e-cigarettes. These are the flavors that have started this epidemic among young people. Candy-like flavors, sweet flavors, fruity flavors, mint. That's what started kids vaping, and the White House says that they want to stop this.
Okay, so with that, because we're always looking forward as well, right? So there's the problem. They're going to remove the fruity flavors to not tempt the children. But I still think these companies need to be able to have a variety of flavors to offer their customers.
Yeah, I mean, they need to compete, right?
That's right.
It
you
is
want to
the
have
open
options.
Market.
You want to have options, right?
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't be a totalitarian state that would tell private businesses what they couldn't sell. So in this case, we would leave them some options.
Yeah, and, you know, a side discussion here. They say they're going to allow tobacco flavored, but it's nicotine in there. So aren't they still... It's still being flavored. It's just being flavored to taste like tobacco, right?
Right. It's still because it's not tobacco. You're right. So it's
why not just have, you know, no flavor?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But tobacco's okay. But there's some others. So we're asking y'all on the text line this morning to come up with flavors that might be appealing to adults, but not appealing to children. So Matt says extra dirty martini.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good one.
Let's go, Matt. Let's go off, work off Matt's idea there. Just olives in general.
Yeah.
Olives,
that,
I still don't like them.
Blue cheese stuffed olives. There you go.
Repels all children. Bob said raw oyster. Maybe. Although I have children in my house. I got some children that would eat some raw. I got one that would eat raw oysters. Ensure.
That's good.
Brian in Fairhope says, how about mud bugs? Well, you know, maybe crawfish, maybe the spicy, the cayenne pepper version.
Yeah.
At that point, what about wasabi?
Yeah. Oh, man. If they could have a, and you know, I don't vape.
Neither of us are vapers.
But if they had wasabi flavored,
you'd be tempted.
And it could blow out your sinuses, like anytime you get a big chunk of wasabi anyway. I might be tempted into that. Just so I could have some clear airways.
That hit with the wasabi when you go through. I always say, ride the dragon right now. Because for about 10 seconds, you go, what did I just do?
Yeah.
I'm in horrible pain here from this green paste. Oh, it's so hot. And then you get the feeling of relief, and your sinuses are clear, yeah, and everything's good with the world. Yeah, so if you saw somebody vaping that and then smelled wasabi.
I had such a big chunk of wasabi the other day that it only hit the right side of my face. I was crying. I had tears coming out of the right eye, and it was bad. My nose was basically at my forehead. I scrunched it up so far.
So we add that too. Yeah, Tony N says Brussels sprouts for sure repels all children. So, all right, coming right back. Check in with News 5, and Dr. Bill joins us too.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A man suspected of killing a woman 39 years ago will enter a plea in court today. Authorities say Alvin Allen killed 19-year-old Sandra Williams. Allen was arrested Tuesday but released after spending just 3 hours in jail. The Mobile County Sheriff's Office says that was a mistake. We're told the corrections officer processing Allen did not see the $10,000 cash component on the arrest paperwork. Allen was rearrested Wednesday. He is back out of jail on the corrected bond. A grand jury has indicted three men for a deadly shooting at a Pensacola nightclub. Club. Two of the suspects are in custody. Police are still looking for Cordelius Dias. Anyone with information about his whereabouts should call the Pensacola Police. Meanwhile, Markeisha James and Taquan Warren will be in court tomorrow for an arraignment hearing. The year's first human case of West Nile has been reported in Mobile County. Last year, there were 13 cases reported in the county. Right now, the risk of catching a disease spread by mosquitoes is at its highest. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
At Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, we know you work hard for everything you earn, and we're helping you save that hard-earned cash with these great deals from Liberty. Right now, save $589 on a textured bronze Lincoln 25. Save $250 on a white gloss Colonial 30, or save up to $60 on all Liberty handgun vaults. With the largest selection, 12-month same-as-cash financing, professional delivery available, and the most knowledgeable customer service, it's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Look for the giant yellow safe, exit 5B, I-65 in Mobile.
A House panel is meeting at this hour to map out possible impeachment charges against President Trump. Obstruction of justice and abuse of power are two key areas the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, is considering in allowing impeachment hearings to begin. Upcoming holidays, that is, one reason for a delay on more trade sanctions with China. President Trump tweets this.
At the request of the vice premier and due to the fact that the People's Republic of China will be celebrating their 70th anniversary on October 1st, we have agreed as a gesture of goodwill to move the increased tariffs on $250 billion worth of goods from October 1st to October 15th. This comes as China has agreed to not impose higher tariffs on some American products, also seen as a gesture of goodwill. Still, a series of tariff hikes are in the offing, including the president's December 15th levies on big-ticket items that he doesn't want to be more expensive for holiday shopping.
There's Bob Costantini. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Purdue Pharma has secured support from 23 states and thousands of local governments for a multi-billion dollar deal that could enable the drug maker to resolve much of the opioid litigation it faces through a planned bankruptcy restructuring. The OxyContin maker and its owners, the Sackler family, have been fighting 2,500 lawsuits brought by virtually every state as well as cities, counties, Native American tribes, and others, accusing the company of helping fuel widespread opioid addiction. But Purdue Pharma still faces strong opposition to its current attempts at a settlement. Daily Deals company Groupon is pursuing an acquisition amid discontent among shareholders about the firm's financial performance and stock price. The Wall Street Journal says the target could be Yelp, the San Francisco-based online review company. Yelp shares are up almost 3% in pre-market trading on the news. Crude oil trading at $55.21 a barrel on Wall Street. Futures are modestly higher this morning. That's Your Money Now.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppes, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL.
866-95-STEEL.
That's 866-957-8335.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
With Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, so a lot to talk about here, what's going on right now, and some history as well on this 40th anniversary of Hurricane Frederick.
Yeah, this was the day, and 40 years ago, it was during the evening hours, that Hurricane Frederick made landfall on the Mississippi-Alabama border. And it was the first really big storm, a big hurricane, to get into our area from 1926 all the way to 1979. So Hurricane Camille in 1969 really didn't affect our area that much. It was more confined over in Mississippi, but it was the first time in a long time that we'd had a major hurricane come into our area. Highest winds occurred in the center of the storm when it arrived was about 130 miles per hour. That made it, it makes it today a Category 4, a minimal Category 4 hurricane. But wind gusts that were actually recorded as high as 145 miles per hour down at the Dauphin Island Bridge, as well as at the Dauphin Island Sea Lab. And it put really the eastern eye wall was in Mobile County. So the worst part of the hurricane actually ripped up through Mobile County and, of course, across Dauphin Island.
Yeah, I know that a lot would depend on the size of a storm, but what is that the worst place for Mobile County for a landfall to be on the Mississippi-Alabama line?
Yeah, just to the west of the bay, because that puts us in the eastern eye wall, which is the strongest part of the hurricane. And it also produces a big storm surge in the Mobile Bay. Now, in Frederick, it was not a record storm surge. Because of the configuration of the storm, we had northeasterly winds that continued through much of the evening, which was keeping the water from surging all the way up into downtown Mobile. Finally, it switched around to the southeast, but by that time, the storm had made landfall and beginning to weaken. So we didn't quite have the storm surge that was expected. But we did have the winds, and it really had a great impact on South Mobile County.
Yeah, you talk about the winds. That's kind of the memory of a lot of us that didn't live near the water, was just the tree damage. I mean, even back in, it's a childhood memory for me, but the tree damage, so many trees in our city were down in that storm.
That was the greatest impact. As I mentioned a little earlier, it had been 50 years or so since we'd had a major hurricane come in. So the tree population had not suffered from a hurricane for many, many decades. And that was really the terrific impact on the city. And basically, Mobile had to be rewired after Hurricane Frederick. There was so much in the way of power damage, and it took power companies from all over the nation to come in and to get us wired up over a couple of weeks. It was quite an effect that hit our area for, well, weeks and weeks following that storm. It was the it was a $2 billion hurricane, and it was the costliest hurricane for some 10 years until Hurricane Hugo hit the Carolinas in 1989.
So it was the costliest of all, nationally, not just here.
That's right. It was the costliest in the country for 10 years until Hurricane Hugo came along, and that went past that. But, of course, if you put it in today's dollars... be pretty high.
That is for sure. Okay, let's move forward 40 years and look at the tropics now. What is this system you've been talking about a couple days? It's still a ways away, but what's the track and what could be the impact?
Yeah, there is a disturbance right now just a little bit northeast of the eastern tip of Cuba. The latest track for that system appears to take it across southeastern Florida and then into the northeastern Gulf of Mexico over the weekend, especially on Sunday. It sounds very much like Dorian's early mm-hmm. track. But anyway, that's sort of the track of this system, and it's very possible that it could become a tropical depression, either before it reaches Florida or possibly getting into the Gulf of Mexico. If it does get into the northeastern Gulf, then we can expect showers and thunderstorms over the weekend, especially Sunday and Monday. Looks like Saturday will be okay, but Sunday and Monday we should see showers and thunderstorms affect our area. How much of an impact we have will depend on how much this thing organizes and develops as it crosses Florida or gets into the northeastern Gulf. So something we'll be watching here. Certainly over the next 24 hours, we'll have even a better fix on what to expect. The trend lately has been a little more to forecast a track more to the east. And if that continues, then things will improve here in our forecast over the weekend. But right now we're looking at showers and thunderstorms for Sunday. There is another potential storm developing way out in the Atlantic. We'll be looking at that for a long time, but it's getting rather busy out there in the way of tropical waves. So we're going to see something in the way of a significant storm most likely develop over that area and head for the Caribbean. As for our local weather, we can expect another hot day today, up around 95 degrees, plenty of sunshine. Tonight down in the low 70s, and then tomorrow's a repeat of today's weather with sunny skies and a high of about 95 degrees. And then over the weekend, right now, based on what we see in the tropics, Saturday it'll become mostly cloudy and a chance of a thunderstorm, high around 90, and then a good chance for showers and thunderstorms on Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 80s.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update and the history lesson, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, and the one man that called the right track. It was bad for us, but the correct track for Frederick 40 years ago today. 7:41, we'll check traffic coming up next. If you love the outdoors along the Great Gulf Coast, then don't miss the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Come out for hunting, fishing, and outdoor products and services. Guest speakers, live music, prize giveaways, and celebrity appearances, including Matt Bradley from The Deadliest Catch and Bubba Thompson of The Cowboy Way, Alabama. Hey, bring the kiddos for a meet and greet and photo ops. Learn how to call turkeys or how to shoot like a pro with the pros during campfire chats. On the fishing side, saltwater, freshwater, rivers, lakes, you name it. During dockside reports, experienced captains and tournament winners will teach you the tricks of the trade. Bass, red snapper, offshore fishing, all a breeze after these captains fill you in on how to reel them in. Good old family fun and entertainment at the Gulf Coast Hunting and Fishing Expo, September 21st and 22nd at the grounds in Mobile. Weekend pass tickets are just $10 and children under 12 are free. To purchase tickets, find schedule lineups, and more, go to gchuntfishexpo.com. That's gchuntfishexpo.com.
Mobile Bay Coins, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, I'm looking for something nice for the missus, and I've got $1,085 to spend.
That's a pretty precise number, should I ask?
Ron, it seems like this could only happen to me. A few months ago, I won $100. I put it in the truck console, figured I'd surprise the missus with dinner out one night. Then I won a little money at the fishing rodeo and a couple other events, and had it stashed all in the truck console.
Okay, that doesn't sound very safe. Why not keep it in the house, dude?
Ron, after I won the first time, I was going to, and I forgot. And then after a couple small prizes, I won $500 and finally realized I had over $800 stashed. I didn't want to try to explain that to the missus, so I just avoided doing anything, and I kept dropping extra cash into the console until she borrowed my truck last week.
Oh, no. What happened, Dave?
She came into the house with a handful of cash and that look in her eye and told me to start talking. I panicked. I told her I'd been saving up to get her something really special. I'm not completely sure she bought it, but here I am.
Only you. Come by the shop. We'll help you out.
Mobile Bay Coins. Much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street. Find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Still have that disabled 18-wheeler in the turn lane from Moffitt to West I-65 Service Road, right by the light, tying up traffic. An accident at Moffitt and I-165. Also, we've got another one at Greelot and Schillinger, and it's been slow at Tanner Williams and Snow, Airport and Schillinger, and Government and 65. The South Alabama Jaguars hosting Memphis Tigers this Saturday at 2:30 at Land People Stadium. You can still find tickets at usajaguars.com or call 4611-USA. Jags versus Memphis this Saturday at 2:30. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A professor at the University of Alabama in hot water this morning for allowing a young person to drink a beer in their classroom. Marketing instructor Joel Strayer has been identified as the professor. He has been placed on administrative leave. The university says while, quote, several concerns are investigated after the video of the young person was discovered on social media. In that video, a young man is seen punching a hole in the side of a beer can and drinking it while others in the classroom not only watch, but they clap. Someone is even heard saying, quote, I am impressed. A student newspaper on campus, the Crimson White, reports that the incident occurred in Strayer's classroom earlier this month and that the person shown in the video was not a student at Alabama. The university nor the professor are commenting at this hour. If you're making your weekend plans, consider this. You are invited to join the Pledge Group for the celebration of the 14th Annual Unity Walk, Health Fair, Job Fair, and King of Kings Unity Concert. It's a three-day event of wholesome family fun and entertainment designed to promote unity and brotherly love internationally. So on Friday, the Unity Job Fair is from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Lions Park, followed by the prayer around the fountain from 6:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Saturday, the Unity Walk registration, that starts at 5:30 a.m. Walkers will line up at 8 a.m. on Center Street and Spring Hill. That's where you'll kick off the Praise Parade, led by the Magnolia Breeze Band. They're the only parade where attendees are asked to march with the band for the sake of unity. After the walk, you'll return to Lions Park for day one of the statewide, countywide church fellowship picnic, which includes music, speakers, and praise dancing. And there will be free food, spacewalks, games, and more for the children. 7 a.m. to 4 p.m., that's the event timeline. And then on Sunday, September 15th, King of Kings Unity Concert is from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. Lots of praise dancing, speakers, international music, and more. And the children, once again, have fun things to do. The event is free and open to the public. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234. Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59. In Foley.
A triple crown cover-up, Team USA basketball out of medal contention in China, and a new major league home run record. It's 7:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. We start with an apparent cover-up in the world of horse racing. According to a report yesterday from the New York Times, Triple Crown-winning thoroughbred Justify failed a drug test in the weeks leading up to the 2018 Kentucky Derby, but was still allowed to race in all three events, of course going on to win the Derby, the Preakness Stakes, and the Belmont Stakes en route to the Triple Crown. The test was taken on April 7th of last year after the colt won the Santa Anita Derby. Now, normally in California, that would have triggered an automatic disqualification from the Derby under the current rules. The report states that the California Horse Racing Board took months to confirm the results of the test and also made several decisions in secret to drop the case and soften the penalty for any horse with the substance scopolamine that was found to have been in Justify's system. In basketball, the United States has been ousted from medal contention by France at the FIBA World Cup in China, failing to capture gold at a major international tournament for the first time since the 2006 World Championships. France beat Team USA 89-79 in the quarterfinals yesterday, rallying from a 7-point fourth-quarter deficit to pull off the upset. The U.S. had won 58 consecutive tournament games in FIBA and Olympic competition with NBA players and was attempting to become the first nation to win three consecutive World Cups after winning three straight Olympic golds in that same time span. Now the best the Americans can do in China is finish in fifth place. In NFL news, Oakland Raiders head coach John Gruden said yesterday that rookie safety Jonathan Abram will undergo shoulder surgery and will likely miss the remainder of the season. Abram starred at Mississippi State before he was selected with the 27th pick in the first round of this year's NFL draft. Abram reportedly suffered the injury during the first quarter of the Raiders' 24-16 win against Denver on Monday night. In Major League Baseball, we have a new home run record.
I said, hey, that ball is tagged. Oh, baby. Goodbye.
That was the Baltimore Orioles' Jonathan Villar with a three-run home run in the bottom of the seventh inning at Camden Yards. It was the 6,106th home run of 2019, which sets an MLB single-season record. The previous mark was set in 2017, and before that season, the record stood at 5,693 home runs back in 2000. Baltimore went on to beat the LA Dodgers thanks to Villar's home run, 7-3. But by the end of the final game last night, the Major League total had reached 6,125 home runs, and there are still 18 days left in the regular season. One of those home runs came from the bat of Atlanta Braves catcher Tyler Flowers. He hit a line drive three-run homer to left field in the fourth inning, and the Braves ended up beating the Philadelphia Phillies 3-1.
Swing and a high fly ball deep left field. It's a line drive homer for Tyler Flowers.
The Braves' midseason pickup, Dallas Keuchel, got the win on the mound with 8 strikeouts over 6 innings. In other games, Washington beat Minnesota 6-2. The New York Mets shut out Arizona 9-0. Colorado beat St. Louis 2-1. Milwaukee topped Miami 7-5. Oakland beat Houston 5-3. Toronto shut out Boston 8-0. And Texas beat Tampa 10-9. It's 7:51 on FM Talk 106.5, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Check out Happy Hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7 p.m. with 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel. Just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. The accidents we've got, including the one there at Moffitt and 65, now moved out of the roadway. Finding heavier traffic at Spring Hill McGregor, also Ziegler and University, Airport in Dawes, and again Schillinger and Cottage Hill, but no new wrecks in the roadways. Classic hits, cocktails, and craft beer options come alive every night at Mobile's only piano bar at the Royal Street Tavern inside the Battle House Hotel, paired with the music of Alabama's own John David Anthony, co-founder of Wet Willie. It all starts tonight at 7. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect sunny skies today. Will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. Then tomorrow, sunny and hot again, with afternoon readings in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. A former Baker High School student who is now a University of South Alabama student arrested for making a terroristic threat. 21-year-old Jaleel Hughes was arrested by campus police and charged. Details are very limited as the university is not legally permitted to discuss any specific case or student regarding any disciplinary actions that the school may have made or may have to make toward Hughes. Hughes graduated from Baker High School in 2016, and this case remains under investigation. Happening today, the Reentry Council is meeting here in Mobile, and you are invited to attend. This group meets every second Thursday of the month from 12:30 to 2 p.m. at All Saints Episcopal Church on Ann and Government Street. This week's guest speaker is Dale Cookson from the Alabama Career Center, and also a returning citizen will be featured as well. Also on the agenda for this afternoon, committees will meet to discuss voter restoration, employment, housing, and community awareness. Again, the group meets from 12:30 to 2 p.m. at the All Saints Episcopal Church on Ann and Government Street, and the public is invited to attend. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All at 754 FM Talk 106.5, and it is time for the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company, just west of I-65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Get the gear that this man uses to catch those trout. It's Captain Bobby Abrascato. Good morning.
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Man, I'm good. It's my favorite time of the week when we get to talk and talk some fishing here. I'd like to say it's, you know, it's September. It's kind of getting into a fall pattern. I don't know. It was 97 yesterday, man.
Yeah. Somebody, the calendar may say that, but the air temperature doesn't. Boy, you're right. It has been, you know, especially Monday, because not only did we have heat, but it just was so humid on Monday. I don't remember in September sweating as much as I was at 5 o'clock in the morning when I was loading the boat up, you know.
It is hot. So, I mean, what does this do to the fish? Where are you finding fish?
Well, you know, they're kind of in the same places they've been through the summer. You know, I've spent the last couple of weeks or so down in the Sound, just because we've had this northeast wind. I don't know if it had something to do with that storm that was over in the Atlantic or whatnot, but we've had northeast wind, which is kind of a little bit odd for this time of year. Typically, you get more of a westerly component in the wind, but we've had this northeast. And the Sound, as you well know, fishes really well on a southeast wind. I mean, on anything with a east end, like northeast, southeast. So I've been spending a lot of time down there, and the fishing's been good. You know, it's they're post kind of getting towards the end of their spawning stages, which starts in the spring. So basically what that means is a lot of times they're not really gathered up in these big spawning schools. So it's required, you know, some moving, running and gunning. I call it guerrilla fishing, just where you're constantly on the move, you know, which is kind of fun. You're not fishing the same place, you know, every day and sitting in one spot. So it's kind of fun. It is a little bit more fun sometimes to stop and catch more than five or six fish, but it's required sometimes 10 moves to put together a pretty good box of fish. And again, that's kind of typical for this time of year.
So they haven't bunched up yet. We're not, I mean, because this water temperature is still hot.
And they won't until we get some cooler weather, which is kind of where I was going with all of that. You'll start to see them bunch up. The other thing that'll happen, you know, and I hope it happens this year, but typically towards the end of this month, we'll get those first little kind of cool snaps or cooler winds, and you know, and it doesn't take much to start triggering that transition. And with that, you'll see a lot of bait start to move. That's when you start to see some of those bird schools down at the lower end of the you know, the south of the interstate, up in the bay, and then down in the Sound, you know, along the northern end of the Sound, as you'll start to see that bait start to move. With, you know, and with that, you'll have the bird schools, the trout following the shrimp running to the surface, and that's of course what the birds are diving on, and that gets to be a lot of fun too.
Well, let's talk about this. This time of year, getting ready, looking forward to that fall fishing. Somebody wants to get a trip booked with you. How do they do it?
Just go to ateamfishing.com, and you can get us, you know, either on the internet with the little form we have on there. There are phone numbers on there. You want to give us a call, and we get you booked up, because it's right around the corner, man. Doesn't feel like it, but it's right around the corner.
I hope by this time next month we're saying, oh, fall got here, and it was nice. It just took its time, but it's been great. I hope.
Yeah, it will. It'll get here.
We hope. All right, Captain Bobby, as always, I appreciate it, man. Get back after it, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, old buddy. Have a good weekend.
Will do. It's the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report with Captain Bobby Abrascato of the A-Team, brought to you by our friends at McCoy Outdoor Company. Get the gear you need. Maybe you're heading to go on a dove hunt this weekend. South Zone Doves opens this weekend. North Zone opened last weekend. Or you want to just check out what's new for the upcoming deer season, or you want to get the gear Captain Bobby uses. All that and a whole lot more at McCoy Outdoor Company. Go see them. 65, just west of 65 on Spring Hill Avenue. Tell them I said hello. All right, or probably actually see you in there.